free time in villages and towns. My grandmother has lived in the country for the past 40 years. Whenever we visit her, we try to persuade her to move in with us to an apartment flat in the city. She still lives in the same small house where my father was born. She has been alone since my grandfather died several years ago. However, Grandma does not want to come and live in the city. She insists that it is better to live in the countryside. She prefers the peace and quiet of village life. She has a small flower garden in front of the house, where she spends most of her time doing the weeding, hoeing and watering the tulips, daffodils and roses. Behind the yard there is a fruit orchard which my grandpa started long ago. The first fruit tree was planted to celebrate the birth of my father. Now the orchard is full of all kinds of trees, such as apple, pear, cherry, plum, peach and apricot trees. In the past, one of my grandfather's greatest interests was caring for the orchard. In the spring, he pollinated the trees and sprayed for pests. He enjoyed looking at the beautiful flowers in bloom. During the autumn, he harvested the fruit and stored it in the cellar where it would last until spring. My grandma grows vegetables in one corner of the garden. She is always very happy at harvest time, when she can dry and can the vegetables and fruits. Her jars of gooseberries, pickles, pumpkins and cherries fill the shelves of her cellar and provide her with delicious fruits and vegetables through the winter. She also raises chickens, geese, ducks and turkeys. And she keeps a piglet in the pig pen. I like to go feed the animals when I visit. Whenever we visit Grandma, we have nice traditional meals, like roast goose with dumplings and cabbage, or rabbit in cream sauce. Every year, the whole family gathers at her home for the annual pig slaughtering. We all like to eat the roast pork sausages and drink good beer or wine from the neighbour. He is a very skillful winemaker. He grows both red and white grapes and we usually help him at harvest time. Every year, during my summer vacation, I spend 2 weeks with my grandma. We often go together to the nearby forest to pick mushrooms. My favourite mushroom for picking is called boletus. I like walking in the forest because it feels good to breathe the fresh air, which improves my health. Grandma is 75 years old and very healthy. She claims that it is due to the fact that she breathes so much fresh air every day. She says that this would not be possible in the city. I respect her opinion on clean air. In the city where I live, there are a lot of cars and buses that pollute the air. There is also a chemical factory close by, which adds to the pollution. Some evenings we can't go out because the amount of smog is unbearable. Whenever my grandma comes to visit us in the city, we usually go to the small National Folk Museum in the city centre. We admire the old tools, musical instruments, pots, plates, ceramics, pottery, embroidery and weapons. Afterwards, we often go to a nice restaurant for dessert and coffee. During the evenings, we go to the House of Culture, where we watch folk music and dance. These experiences develop my appreciation of our culture and help me keep the traditions alive. I agree with my grandmother that there is great value to be found in the traditional way of life in the village. However, modern life in the city has some positive aspects as well. Some of the advantages of living in the city are the cultural events. There is always something to satisfy everyone's taste. I often go to the theatre where I can choose from a wide variety of shows and plays. The last play I saw was by Shakespeare, and before that one by Schiller. The cinemas often show violent films like The Terminator and Alien. Action and horror films don't appeal to me, so I prefer to watch TV at home. Although our city offers a wide variety of cultural events, I don't think there are enough opportunities to do sports in our city. We do have a winter stadium and an open-air stadium, but I miss a good indoor swimming pool, some tennis courts and playgrounds for children. I'm also not satisfied with the number of parks. There is only one little park in the centre, which is not sufficient green space for a city of this size. Another advantage of living in a city is the variety of schools and educational opportunities. Currently, I am attending secondary school, and after I graduate, I would like to carry on my studies at the university. Many of my friends study at the technical college, the medical school, and the pedagogical school. It is convenient that I don't have to travel far to get to school because I live in a city. A city also functions as a centre for the villages which surround it. People come to the city from the countryside not only to buy clothes, shoes, or home appliances, but also to buy food. City life offers a larger selection of shops, and it is quick and easy to do the shopping in the department store on the main square. When you get tired of shopping, you can rest in a quiet cafe and have a cup of coffee. And should you get hungry, there are many different restaurants to choose from, usually offering fast and good service. On the other hand, life in the city is hectic. Most people are in a hurry to get to work. They have to catch the bus or drive fast in their cars in the traffic-filled streets. It is worse during the rush hours in the morning and in the afternoon. It always creates a lot of noise and chaos. It is especially at those times that I wish I could be far away from this city, maybe at my grandma's place in the country, walking in the forest.